An interfaith coalition is calling on elected leaders to cut the number of people incarcerated in Louisiana. The group is highlighting prison population numbers as the nation marks the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Civil Rights. The Justice Department ranks Louisiana the number one state in the country for incarceration, 893 people behind bars for every 100,000. About 50 people gathered outside the St. Peter Claver Catholic Church in Treme to call for lowering those numbers. Deacon Alan Stevens of St. Peter Claver says minorities are more likely to be jailed, and he says it's not making the streets any safer.
Instead of becoming more peaceful, New Orleans continues to compete annually for the number one spot in the nation, the murder capital.
Pastor Eleonora Cushenberry of the Phillips Hartzell Memorial United Methodist Church says faith-based groups are lobbying for change. They formed the MICA Project in 2007 to solve social problems with political action.
In New Orleans, one in seven African-American men is currently behind bars, on probation, or on parole. This is not an accident. This is a result of decisions that have been made by public officials. Our faith community has had enough.
A meeting is planned for Wednesday at the Household of Faith Family Worship Church in New Orleans East, the exact anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Deacon Stevens says the public needs to make incarceration an election issue at the local and national level. The meeting will help with that.
I do believe a lot has been accomplished. We're just not done yet.
The group staged a second line to distribute information about the issue and the upcoming meeting. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.